Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight, and I have another really great guest today. Wait till you hear this story. We gave a lot of stories around here, but this one really is going to be one that you're going to want to hear. I do to remind you that you're going to be able to listen to, watch my videos over on YouTube. You can listen to the podcasts on over at Apple, Google, Pandora, Stitcher, Spotify, and Inspire News Radio. There's so many of them, I just can't remember. And also, don't forget, over at clarissaburt.com, you can go and look at the digital magazine. We've got the beautiful Iris Apfel on the cover this season, which is a summer season. We've got a new magazine coming out in just another couple of weeks. Well, as I had promised you, we have a really, really great guest. I'm just going to bring her on because you just got to hear the story to even believe it. Here she comes right now. It's Sheila Mack. Hi, Sheila. So I know a little bit about your story, and I'm really excited to tell it because this is the kind of stuff you can't make up, Sheila, and you know it better than I do. First of all, let's show your book. I love the book. I want everybody to take a look at what we're looking at. It's Bootstraps and Bra Straps. It came out just yesterday. Now, remember, we are all in August, so you won't hear this probably for another couple of weeks, but the beginning of August, her book did come out. There it is. And it's a book about overcoming. And the story is, you think there's one thing, two things, there's like three or four things to overcome all at the same time. Sheila, why don't you give a little bit of an idea as to what it is that you had to overcome and where, why you were so inspired to write this book?
Okay, so we need to go back to when the idea of the book started, and that was in December of 2017. So if you remember the California Ventura fires, I had finished traveling and working as an entrepreneur for 7 years. I was traveling on the road full time. So I finally settle down. I get my house, you know, and it's like you paint it, you fix it up, you put all your furniture, you make it beautiful. So I closed escrow November, December 3rd. I'm finally going to sleep there the first night. And I had put my cat in there, all my things. It was gorgeous. So I drive home and I see the big fires. By the time I get there, all the power's out and the fire department tells us you got 20 minutes to evacuate. So I grab the cat, I grab boxes of whatever I can't, you know, you have the little foam flashlight, that's it. And you're like stressing
the
out.
Documents, yeah.
So I got what I could out. And luckily I had a little vacation rental that was a prefab mobile home that I had converted into this vacation rental. And of course, it was fully booked already. I was like a super host, you know, with this mobile home. And I had a little side shed that was like less than 400 square feet. It had running water and a little bathroom, but that was about it. And it was kind of where I stored the towels and, you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Sure.
And so I said, well, I'll stay there instead of the shelter. And there I am with the cat. Well, the next day, the fires burned for a month, mind you. The next day, my friend came over to check on me. She opens the door to the little shed and the cat ran out. We never did see our cat again. And so that poor little kitten, we don't know if the fire got her or, you know, the coyotes up in the can. And then my son said, oh, Mom, I got to borrow your car for this important interview. So he crashed the car. Actually, somebody, you know, hit him, a big truck, but he was fine. Car was gone. So within about 3-4 days, I had lost my home, all my belongings, pretty much my car. And, you know, the insurance pays off the car, but you have nothing, you know, to start over again. And, you know, going into a house, also There Goes Your Credit. So it was very interesting.
Wow. Oh, Sheila. Yeah. Oh, talk about, you know, the phoenix rising out of the ashes. I mean, but before that happened, I think you had said you were starting to slide down a little bit of a slippery slope.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I was feeling very depressed about this point. And I don't do depressed. I don't even know. Like, it's not something I do. And I thought, oh, wait, I'm not going to the gym. I'm like not even unpacking these boxes because I have no idea what to do next. Yeah. Like, what do you do with this? I got demoted really fast.
You know? Wow.
And so my young son, he loans me his car because he felt so bad. And it was this beater car. I bring it to the shop because it's driving sideways. The brakes are all squeaky and I'm up on a canyon road. Over $6,000 to repair. It wasn't worth it. It's the roll down windows. It was really a beater car. And so I'm like, okay, within a couple days, at kind of like this year for all of us with
right.
What's happening
yes.
in our world, like what happened? And you kind of get shocked and you go through a grieving process through all that too. So I'm sitting there. I said, you know what? I've learned all this personal development. I've done leadership. I've done consulting with people. I need to work on myself now. And I had this little rebounder in the yard for the people staying at the Airbnb. And so I'm jumping up and down and I'm doing affirmations. Neighbors are looking at me like, she's flipped her leg.
I mean, the smoke is still going on. It's a very sweet picture. I can see it now.
Yeah. And then I said, the next thing I have to do is go to the dollar store. And I go and I buy these stickers, you know, blessed and flow and happiness and peace. And I put them on the visor of this beater car and I put happy music on. And then I have the steering wheel cover that looks like wood. So it's all fixed up. And my son said, oh, you souped up my car. And I said, that's right. Because it's even no matter what environment or situation we find ourselves in, right. It's really how we show up. That energy changes it all.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
It
yes.
Really does. Wow.
Yes.
All right. So at what point, okay, you go back then to the shed and at a certain point you say, this is the book.
Yes. So within a few weeks after that, I was invited to a new job in Beverly Hills. I started moving over and I went back to that shed to clear my things out. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I was all alone in this. So I started a community, a Facebook community. It's called Bootstraps and Bra Straps. And it's a community of people to support each other through situations like this and like this year. And then I decided, what did I do differently? Because all the neighbors were still in the victim mode. They were still stuck in this fire, you know, it's ruined everything. It's, you know, and I've already like made all this progress. I'm like, wow, I thought Ventura was nice, but now I'm in Beverly Hills. I didn't even know, you know, like what a blessing. So, you know, depending on how we show up, other blessings show up for us. And so that's why I started writing the book and the Boots formula.
Wow. You know, it's incredible because I could just listen to your story all day. I don't know how, you know, in certain, these kind of circumstances, some of us can be as resilient as you have been. Other people would completely fall apart and some people go through a rough patch, but then they, you know, they pull it out somehow. And you've done an extraordinary job of doing that. How is it, or who is it? Let me say, who is it that you think your book may help and how would it be incisive in their lives?
So if somebody's going through a tough situation, the book Bootstraps and Bra Straps is kind of like a pair of boots or a bra. It's not one size fits all, but the formula can work for your particular situation. So it's doing the book. There's lots of activities at the end of each chapter and extra resources, free gifts that you can get. And so with that, you're redesigning your life on your terms. So what I did is I redesigned my life on my terms. And then we have the support group. So while you're doing that, you're not alone.
So give me an idea as to what you mean by when you say I redesigned my life. Well, how is it different than it was before?
Well, that's up to each individual. So you think about it, happiness for me and happiness for you or success or whatever XYZ is different for everyone. So the first part of Boots is the B, and that's for being. So it's who I'm being and all I'm doing that makes all the difference, whether I'm in a shed or a mansion, whether I'm working, cleaning things, rolling my sleeves up, dealing with whatever, serving the community, no matter what it is, humble in this car, who am I being? How am I showing up? That's going to make all the difference. And you get to decide who that's going to be.
Right.
On your term.
So when you say that you know, there's sort of a process or there's some maybe exercises, can you give us an idea as to what maybe one or two of the exercises just might be?
Okay. So here's a really simple one that's super important. So think about a situation maybe that's come up this year for you in your life with what's going on with our universal cause. And think about the last situation in your life where you overcame something, because we all have waves. We've all overcome something in our life. Think about that. Write that down. Write who you were before that incident and who you had to show up as in order to make the change and get back on track. Okay. So you're looking at your strength and your power, which will be different for everyone, but that's what you're going to be able to apply to give your problem the boot this year.
Mm-hmm. Is this a journey? Do you suggest that the journey be a journey that someone takes alone or in a group kind of situation, a community? As you said, you had created the community on Facebook. Are they interacting, helping one another out, partnering up, being accountable to one another? How is that playing out?
Yes. So people are doing that, and it's a beautiful group of people, incredible. And so I love that about that group, because that's what we need. And I go back to a time now when I was a little girl, my parents got divorced and I ended up staying with grandparents. And my grandmother had this beautiful group of elderly lady friends. They were probably 60 or 70 or 80. I don't know, because I was five. So they all were old to me when you're five. And I remember I was the child that's seen and not heard. So they're having their coffee and tea parties and they're talking about their situations in life. And, you know, one lady had lost her entire relatives, all her family in a concentration camp. She escaped. Wow. She came to this country and she built a business and a life and had a beautiful lot of these incredible stories. They had this living history with these ladies that was incredible.
Wow.
Another one, her and her husband escaped a country. The ruler had changed and they had to leave everything they ever worked for and start from scratch here with like not even knowing the language. And they ended up being successful. And then another lady, her husband passed away like maybe a year after she was married, and they had these Greek restaurants. And she had the most famous Greek restaurants in Los Angeles at the time. And it was back in the day when it was kind of frowned upon to be a woman and be running the business, but she didn't care. She just knew she was going to show up. And so those were the people that were my community. Even though I'm this little kid, I thought, oh my gosh, I know in life I'm going to have my own adventure. And I went with that. And I knew that I'm going to be like those ladies. I'm going to show up and I'm going to get through it. And that made all the difference. I keep their stories with me. And when
that's so great.
Yeah.
That is so great. You know, we've been sort of concentrated in this conversation about what happened to you a little bit more in the present. But I know that I did some of my research. You also went through a foster system.
Yes.
So you know, I think that I can honestly say, if I don't know you well, because we really just met yesterday, my phone, but I did obviously do my research, and so your overcoming moments in life started at a really early age. Did you come up through the foster system with siblings? Were you an only child? Were you alone? Was there any support at all, or anything that you would keep you grounded, knowing that was your safe place or a safe person that was with you through your journey?
I think those ladies, they actually stayed in my home later on in life when their husbands passed or this, you know, other things happened. Until they passed away, they were part of our family. Yeah. So they always were kind of in the background and going through the system, because my parents weren't able to care for me the whole time. I ended up going from home to home, and some of those homes were very abusive. And at one point my mother was with me in one of the homes, and it was so abusive. She says, you need to just go stay with friends. And so I was literally on the streets from 10 and a half until 13 and a half. Now, before that, I actually was doing speeches, and I wrote a speech about the hostages in Iran and the yellow ribbons and all that. And I wrote this
1990, wasn't it?
Oh gosh, please. I think it was before that, way before that.
And so in the 70s.
Okay. Before that.
Okay. I think I might have been going, okay. Yeah. I was going about the war, you're going about the hostage. He was in the 70s.
President Carter's.
Right.
So it was President Carter. And we all got invited, a group of us, to make a speech in front of the president. And so I had ups and downs in my life. My life was not always cursed. And when I was on this grand adventure, I was like, okay, I'm going to this friend's house and that friend's house. I spent the night on the benches at the Troubadour. And it was like, this is cool. And then I found out about foster care. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is great. I can go back to school and I can learn things and I don't have to like provide for myself and work three jobs and all this crazy stuff. And so I did that. And I emancipated when I was 13 and a half. Later, I started gift stores by the time I was 23. I rented a 5,000 square foot store, paid $5,000 a month back then, but Walmart gave me 6 months free because I negotiated that. I was good at negotiating. Right. I guess you need me to survive.
Yeah.
And so I started a gift store and I had to learn like course correct and marketing and dealing with, you know, what I wanted in that store and what the community wanted. This was in Montrose, California, near La Cañada. Right. So it was a different demographic than a 23-year-old wants.
Right. Right.
I had to change all my merchandise and I hired children, young adults, at-risk youth, and kids that were emancipating from foster care through the Job Training Partnership Act. And with the government, and they worked with me to give these kids jobs, and they went through how to run a gift store. I had over 100 kids go through my stores. I ended up buying 4 buildings, paying for them in career, and, you know, with the store and expanding and then sharing this with these kids that ended up going on to have their own businesses later on. And it was because nobody else would give them a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, this is some story you got there, Sheila. I mean, talk about resilience and you know, the spirit of wanting to overcome against all odds. This is real. So let's see the book again. I really want everybody to take a look at that. Let's see. Yeah. And so, okay, it came out yesterday, Bootstraps and Bra Straps. Let's let everybody know where they can find it, Sheila.
Okay, so it's available on Amazon, Audible, and Kindle. And so also, if you go to my website, I have a free gift for you, and it's the Introduction to the Boots Formula. And so it's www.sheilamac.com, S-H-E-I-L-A-M-A-C.
Right. And it's on the ticker, everybody. It's on the ticker going across the screen. So,
oh, there you go.
So you can't make any, can't, you know, you can't miss it. It's right there. I just want to ask a question that I asked to everybody on the show. It's really interesting, the kind of answers that I get. I love asking the question because I love hearing the answers that I get back. And apart from, weddings and children, what would you say up until now has been your crowning moment?
You know, I really think it was being able to get back on track. My book was originally going to come out in January. And my youngest son passed away in December. He had a heart condition and this was my baby. And so when he passed, he read the book. He was really proud of the book, and he was at grandma's house and he didn't wake up with his, he has an arrhythmia.
Terribly sorry for your loss. Terribly sorry for that.
And so when that happened, I thought, whoa, I wrote the book for myself, So
they do say very frequently that you always teach what you need to learn.
Yes. And my daughter and I went through the process. And when you think about it, when you go to any kind of grief, we've all had grieving this year because we've had losses with our jobs, our careers have shifted, everything has changed. And so whatever, or you've lost a loved one or heard of someone you knew that you've lost for whatever reason, especially more this year. And so when you go through that, our minds tend to go to the sad parts, obviously, see, and it doesn't always go away. But what happened was we worked on, my daughter and I and the other kids, we worked on, okay, so now we know every moment you're going back to that loss when it first happens, whatever it is.
Right.
Lose a job, get divorced, whatever is the situation.
Right.
And so you would go there, and when your mind goes there, put in something positive that you remember about the person or something that's a little different. Change that story so that you're training your brain that when you go there, you can honor the emotions, you can go through the grieving process, but you can also remember the good parts, and you train your brain how to think. So it's kind of like reprogramming a little bit, and then you're able to get back on track faster. And we did that in a gratitude practice. I mean, the first few weeks we're like, what are you grateful for? That, you know, we're able to have breakfast and eat something after 3 days of not being able to eat, you know, so you go through these steps and to honor that and then ask for help when you need it, because that's okay. That's where the community comes in.
Absolutely. And
yes. Makes
There's no shame in asking for help. You know, I think every one of us needs it at some point in our lives. We may not need it all the time. There might be a point where you never need it, but if you do, please do. There's no sense of, you know, people are out there. They've got great hearts. They do want to help. And again, no shame in asking. Sheila Mack, I can't thank you enough. We're all going to be taking a look at your book, Bootstraps and Bra Straps. You can find it on Amazon, Kindle, and Audible. All right. Thanks so much for being on the show, Sheila. Stay right there. Okay. Don't go away while I say goodbye to everybody. We will see you again next week, everybody. Don't forget, over at clearsupport.com, you can find In the Limelight Media. Bye-bye now.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, inspirednewsradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. Inspirednewsradio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again. In the Limelight.